Surprise, young people adopted into same family learn they are biological siblings. By Amy Furr on August 22, 2023. Two adoptive siblings in New York are now even closer thanks to a DNA test that confirmed something incredible. Angela Laffin's daughter, Victoria, excitedly called her not long ago and exclaimed, "Me and Frank are brother and sister." Today reported Friday. Angela said she was unsure how to react because she had adopted Victoria and Frank as infants and had raised them for nearly their entire lives. And Vicky says, "No, Mom. You don't understand, we're biological siblings," Angela recalled. Images show the siblings hugging and smiling while spending time together. The big news was thanks to a DNA test that the family did not expect would rock their world in such a good way. According to Medline Plus, examination of DNA variations can provide clues about where a person's ancestors might have come from and about relationships between families. Angela and Dennis Laffin adopted Victoria and Frank less than 2 years apart, and they also have a biological son, Nick. The couple wanted to adopt after struggling to have children, and Frank came into their lives in 2002 when he was found as a newborn baby in a diaper bag outside a daycare center. When Angela contacted a local adoption agency nearly 2 years later to close her home after deciding Frank was her final baby, she asked about another infant found abandoned in a bathroom at a local hospital on Staten Island. She did not think twice before saying yes to little Victoria, who is now thriving in college. Frank is also accomplished and thinking about opening a gym in the future. Once Frank got the test results, the young man sent his mother a heartwarming message that said, "I love you and Daddy. That day I was left was the best day of my life because it led me to you too." In June, another sweet adoption happened, as the first newborn discovered in Florida's initial safe haven baby box found her permanent home with the firefighter who rescued her, according to Breitbart News.